But it's time for the Chatham County Roundup here on 97.9 The Hill. Each week we check in with our Chatham County community members just right across the Chatham County line. And joining me today to talk a little bit more about the local government and many things happening around the Chatham County community is County Commissioner Karen Howard. Karen, thanks so much for taking the time. How are you?
Absolutely. I'm great. Glad to be back.
Absolutely. How was your Memorial Day holiday? We had a couple of different ways we saw Orange County residents honor veterans yesterday. I don't know if there was many events scheduled around Chatham County, but I imagine that there were some. Do you know of any?
Oh, I'm sure there were some. We have an active veterans group in and around Flower City in Pittsburgh. I did have a conversation with my son, 5 sons that were home for the weekend that we don't have any immediate relatives that have served in the armed forces, but, you know, but we were just trying to be mindful of the fact that all of the freedoms and pleasures that we experience as America, as Americans, are really hinged on the sacrifices that so many others have made. So we were very mindful of that yesterday in particular. And it was great to have them all home and eating me out of house and home for a few days.
that does sound delightful and certainly good conversations to be having specifically on Memorial Day. That holiday certainly marks the beginning of what is typically a busy time in local government, Karen, and that is the same to be said for Chatham County as it is here in Orange County. As I know, the county government is preparing for a bit of a lull. You guys continue to meet through the summer, but right now is really when budget season is ramping up, and we've talked a little bit about that the last couple times you have been on. But where does the proposed budget currently stand for the Chatham County government?
So since our last chat, we've had our budget retreat where we budget work sessions where we went through the budget item by item. And so Chatham is a county that's experiencing growth. So we saw some increased positions across county departments, which we expected. But, you know, we focused on some silver linings through COVID. We have done really well with our local sales tax. We have continued to attract investment, attract businesses into the county. And we are poised to do some really significant things for broadband extension in parts of the county, for the expansion of water and sewer in parts of the county. And all of these are, I think, going to be transformational for some people's lives, but also, you know, it's a foretelling of some great opportunities that we see lying ahead of us with this American Rescue Plan money.
Yeah, that the broadband expansion part of that is something that really caught my ear, you mentioning it, and caught my eye with the American Rescue Plan allocations that North Carolina is getting and is going to be kind of sharing across the state. The next county commissioners meeting is set for June 21st. Does it look like the budget is going to be discussed and adopted, potentially adopted at that meeting?
Yes, it does look that way. We had some slight adjustments and changes from the draft that was presented, and we had some input from community members. But I think we were all, you know, we only spent one of the 3 days that we had set aside to deal with the budget in work session, because I think we all felt that staff had done a fantastic job of addressing our concerns and doing the things that we had hoped to do, but weren't sure we would be able to do as the pandemic loomed last year and into the early part of this year. So we were, I would say that across the board, we were fairly happy with the budget that was presented, and I anticipate that we will adopt that.
Yep, and that is exciting then. And if you still want to check that out, I do think, is the public hearing entirely closed? I believe the county might still be taking some written comment on that, but either way, if you are a community member looking to go check out that proposed budget, be sure to head to the Chatham County website, chathamcountync.gov. We are speaking with County Commissioner Karen Howard, and Karen, another obviously big focus in addition to the budget is continuing the response to COVID-19, and it's looking more and more different kind of each month. A lot has changed at the state level in terms of public health guidelines, and some changes happening on the local level too. Chatham County, similar to Orange County, doing relatively well in its vaccination rate, and the big part of that is the Chatham County Public Health Department, which is continuing its vaccination clinics across the county, right?
Right, yeah. So there have been a couple of changes since last month. For one thing, the Board of Commissioners will be meeting in the courthouse again because the restrictions on gathering have been relaxed. And we will. That means that we will get around some of the technical difficulties we had at last month's meeting. We had the pandemic and then the cyber attack scaffolded on top of each other, and it made for some significant challenges. So we hope that this will mean that the public has easier access to us back in the courthouse. But yes, we are continuing these vaccination clinics. They're still happening at the Ag Center. They're still happening across the county. Chatham County students that had registered to have their first vaccination in school are getting their appointments now for their second vaccination this week and the next couple of weeks. And the focus has become more targeting the people that haven't, that weren't that initial form of demand for vaccinations, and sort of encouraging people to talk about the fact that they've been vaccinated and what that means and how it felt and how it went. To encourage friends and family and community members to go out and get vaccinated as soon as possible.
That is certainly a big element and a big step in terms of how we continue to recover from this and make sure that our community stays safe. And I mentioned the Chatham County Public Health Department before. In addition to putting on those clinics, we did get word in the last week or so that they're going to begin transitioning sort of from what they provided in the past to people, specifically some primary care services for children, and instead are going to be shifting to community-based health services. And it sounds like this change might have been coming for a little while, but I imagine with the response to COVID-19 that this kind of highlighted just how important it is to make sure certain resources are there for the wider community. Just wanted to get your thoughts and reactions to this, Karen, because it sounds like it could be a very encouraging step for the public health department.
It is. And it was something that was in the works prior to the pandemic, but you're right. The pandemic has highlighted the extent to which community-based services are that's the quickest and easiest response that we have to things that happen within our community. And Chatham County, as big as we are and with as spread out a population as we have, I think it's even more essential that we have these services where the people are and where they can easily access them. So I'm excited about the things that the health department is doing. And a lot of this has been in collaboration with Chatham Health Alliance and conversations that sort of spread out beyond that narrow thinking around health, but to a broader community health concept. And I think we are, really doing some progressive things in the health department and health field, and I'm excited about it.
Progressive definitely seems like an apt word when you read the release from the health department about this, because they're still going to be continuing a lot of the resources they offer in terms of primary care services for children. A lot of those resources are still going to be there. But as you kind of said, it's mostly focused on community-based stuff in order to respond to stuff like this that we've seen with COVID-19. But even more simple things and just focusing more on that broader community outreach in order to improve public health. Because that's something that I think has been either highlighted for some, lost by others in this discussion about COVID-19, is there are certainly many ways public health in our communities can still be improved and be kept in top of mind beyond just responding to the coronavirus.
Exactly. And we, I think we did some very intentional work around identifying gaps in service, and that requires some self-assessment that isn't necessarily pretty, but I think it has helped guide the health department to a more effective model of meeting out health services in a more equitable way.
You can find details on that change for the Chatham County Public Health Department by heading to chathamcountync.gov. And we are speaking with County Commissioner Karen Howard on the phone today. And Karen, we've got to begin to wrap up our conversation, but anything else happening around the Chatham County community you want to highlight for our listeners?
So we did hire a new Chatham County School Superintendent, and I am really looking forward to tomorrow when a couple of us get to tour the new high school and meet the new superintendent. I've heard wonderful things about him. I've read articles. I've spoken to board members, and I think this is going to be a good thing for Chatham County Schools. And kudos to anyone who's brave enough to continue to step into that space during the challenging times our public schools have faced, particularly with coronavirus and the need to revisit the way we've done education. So I'm really looking forward to it. I think this is going to be a good thing for Chatham. I loved Dr. Jordan. I thought he was a wonderful superintendent. And I believe that, we will, again, be gifted with a superintendent who will be an asset to the community.
Yeah, Dr. Anthony Jackson, the new superintendent, as announced by Chatham County Schools on, I believe it was May 25th or 26th. The new high school in Chatham County, also very exciting too, and it's certainly a big step for the community as it prepares for the Chatham Park move.
That's right, yes, and all of the growth that will spur. In fact, the demand for this school sort of preceded Chatham Park. But we are being intentional and thoughtful about the fact that we are going to have to start thinking about ways of acquiring land to ensure that we are ready for the growth that Chatham Park will bring. And this will address a portion of it, but there's a lot more to be done.
Well, lots happening around the community as we prepare for summer. And Chatham County Commissioner Karen Howard, thanks so much for taking the time to speak with us about it. Chatham County NC.gov, the website to go to. And Commissioner Howard, thanks so much. We will talk with you again quite soon.
Thank you. I look forward to it.